Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Mem Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin our shiur today 20 lines from the top of Daf Mem Beis, maybe more easily found by just looking into the middle of the Daf. You'll notice maybe a two dots in the middle of the line. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let's note some of the marking features. You notice a triangle that appears, and under our Mivneh heading on the side of the Gemara, we've noted that these represent Memros Shel Rav Nachman. We have a couple of comments made by Rav Nachman, and in addition, we have a bow tie form that will appear a bit later. These are Deos B'merchakim B'merchakei Halicho and Tiltil. These are deos regarding distances with regard to being allowed to walk and allowed to carry things. The topic at hand, under our No Say heading, you can see on the side, Hoyo Mahalech, a person is walking on Shabbos, Ve'eno Yodea Tchum Shabbos, and he doesn't know where his Tchum ends. So we have a situation of a person, let's say he was Koine Shvisa somewhere in a field, at Shabbos set in, he said, this is my location, and now he wants to know how far he can walk. So now the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Hoye Mahalech, Ve'eno Yodea Tchum Shabbos. He's walking and he doesn't know where the end of his Tchum is, where the end of his 2,000 Amos is, beyond which he cannot walk on Shabbos. Mahalech Alpayim Psios, Be'enonios. He shall take 2,000 medium size steps, Ve'zuhi Tchum Shabbos. The assumption being that 2,000 medium-sized steps, each step is about one amos. So at the end of that, he will have reached the end of his 2,000 amos. The Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, another comment of his made in the name of Shmuel, Shovas Bebiko, Vehi Kifu Nochr Mechitza B'Shabbos. There's an illustration in the Pirush Chai on page 87, illustration number 3. A person finds himself at the entrance of Shabbos in an open field. At that point, when Shabbos sets in and he is in this open field, he is Koine Shvisa. That means that he has an area or a distance of 2,000 amos all around that he is allowed to walk. In the course of Shabbos, some Gentiles built a fence around the entire area. It may be said that the fence they built, as you can see in the illustration, is beyond the 2,000 amo radius of the person, so that it encloses a larger area than the person himself has a right to walk. So the Gemara says, Mehalich alpayim amo, he can walk 2,000 amos, umetatel bekula yadei zrika. In illustration number 3, you can see there's a little bays, which means when the person gets to the edge of that tchum, being that the area is enclosed, so there it's called a mechitza nasis b'Shabbos. It was a mechitza, though it was made on Shabbos, it has the din of a mechitza, it's considered an enclosed area, and hence there is no prohibition of tiltul, of of carrying things. However, he cannot carry beyond the 2,000 amma mark. However, he's allowed to throw something within the fenced area, even though the item is going to go beyond his 2,000 amos. That's what this expression means, umetaltil bekula, and he can be responsible for moving something in the entire enclosed area, al yedei zrika, through throwing, as opposed to carrying, because, as we said, he cannot walk beyond the 2,000 amma mark. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna disagrees with Shmuel, and hence we call him opinion number 2 with the second bota. He says, Mahalich alpayim amo, they are in agreement with regard to halocha aleph. As you can see, both alephs match. However, umetaltil arba amois, the amount of tiltal that he is allowed to do is very restricted. He cannot carry beyond his immediate four amos. There is a bracketed section that you can see, and the reason that we have the brackets here is noted by the starred comment on the side, and also note the bracket length indicator to show you where the brackets ends, the dotted vertical dash dotted line. Anyway, on the side under our starred comment, we've noted sograyim. Sunu kidei lishmor al retzef hashitas hamuvos be, with that shape, the bow tie. In other words, we have a series of opinions that we want to continue the feeling of a series. We skip the bracketed section. Then you see chio barav. That's a slightly different type of bow tie, and when you learn the Gemara, you'll understand why. He basically says something here, and we want to know according to whom is he saying what he says. And we will in fact change what he says when after the initial reading. Anyway, if we skip the brackets, Chiyo Barav says Amar Mahalich Al Payim Amos. He's in agreement with that, the allowance to walk 2,000 amos. Umetaltil Bal Payim Amos. And here you can see what appears to be different from that which we saw before. The Gemara will then analyze his opinion. Let's go back to the bracketed section. After Rav Huna says that he's entitled to carry only four amos, unetalta bekula adezrika, why not be allowed to carry in the entire area, even beyond the 2,000 amos through zrika? The Gemara answers, shemo yimoshech achar chepzo. If he throws a projectile more than his 2,000 amos, we're afraid he is going to follow it. He's going to continue walking after it and thereby violate the tchum limitation. Question, Balpayim mihas litaltil ki urche? Why not be allowed to carry within the 2,000 amos in a normal fashion, other than, you know, besides Zrika? After all, as we said, this is an enclosed area. The Gemara answers, Mishum dahavi kemechitza shenifritza b'mloya l'mokoyim ha'osur law. Now this is a concept we've seen in the past. The idea here is that his tchum is limited. He cannot go beyond the 2,000 amos. So his area of heter, you'll notice it itself is, it opens completely into an area beyond which he cannot walk. So it's open, his 2,000 amos, though in a macro sense it's enclosed, but his area is open completely to the area beyond which he is not allowed to walk. So if you're looking at the diagram, number 3, there's the shaded area, and that whole shaded area opens to the white area within the fenced section, but that white area is forbidden for him. So as we just explained, this is called a mechitza shenifratz lemokum ha'osulah, and as such, it doesn't have true mechitza properties, and as a result, he cannot carry even within his 2,000 amos, and therefore he is restricted to carrying only within 4 amos. Let us now continue in the Gemara. After having explained the shitas of Shmuel and Rav Huna, the Gemara goes on, Chiyo barav omar, mehalech alpayim amo, umetaltil balpayim amo. You can walk the 2,000 amos, and you can carry in the 2,000 amos. The Gemara says, Kiman, based on whom is this? Deloi kirav Nachmon, velo kirav Huna. It's not like any of the previous major authorities weakening this particular position. In other words, it's not like Rav Nachman who says metalte bekulo al yedei zrika. It's not like Rav Huna who says you're metalteil only within 4 amos. Therefore, the Gemara says we have to change Chiyo Barav and have it read emo metalteil ba'arba. The Gemara asks, I hachi hainu de Rav Huna. Then what's the need for Chiyo Barav to comment on something that Rav Huna already said? The Gemara answers, Emo v'chein omar Reb Chiyo Barav. In addition to Rav Huna, there is also Chiyo Barav that says you can walk the 2,000 amos, and the carrying is restricted to 4 amos. Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman now turns to Rav Huna and says, Lo tiflug ale de Shmuel. You, Rav Huna, shouldn't argue against the opinion I, Rav Nachman, quoted, namely the opinion of Shmuel. Why shouldn't you argue with it? The Tanya Kabbalah say, because there's a Tanaic source that supports Shmuel's opinion, in effect saying that we don't make the Gezerah that you mentioned of Shemu Yimshach Achar Chetzo. The Tanya, the source says, and we continue at the top of Amud Beis, Hoya Moideid Uba. There was a person that had placed his Eruv, and he wants to now walk from his Eruv 2,000 Amos beyond it, and he's measuring himself, he's measuring his distance of 2,000 Amos, V'kolsa midoso b'chatzi ho'ir. And his 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of a city. There is a diagram on the bottom of page 87, diagram 4, that describes a person who had come from a particular city. He placed an Eruv where it is located. You can see the picture of the loaf. And then beyond that, he starts counting his 2,000 Amos, and he finds that the 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of another city. Mutar l'taltel b'cholo ir kula. He is allowed to carry in the entire new city. Ubovat shelo yavor es hatchum biraglov. But he's not allowed to walk beyond the 2,000 amas that he's already walked, namely ending in the middle of the city. So in this source, you see a heter tiltul. You're allowed to carry, or carry is a poor translation. Tilt has to do with the transfer of the location of an article. And it says there that you can do b'chol ha'ir, seemingly beyond the 2,000 amas. However, the actual walking, that's restricted to 2,000 amas, as the diagram indicates, the point that he ended up in the middle of the city. But my metaltel, how is the tiltu going to take place if he's not allowed to carry it by walking with the item? So laval yedeis rika, is it not through throwing? And what do we see? We see that even though his walking is restricted, he's allowed to throw something beyond that point, and we don't make the gzera of shemu yimshach achachet so that he will follow the item beyond. The Rav Huna Omar loch loy. Rav Huna he responds and he says, no, the source is not against me. The source doesn't show that we don't make a gzera, but rather al yedei meshicha. This idea of mutar l'taltel b'chol ha'ir kula, it's actually in the opposite direction. It has to do with drawing something from outside the 2,000 amas. While you are standing within the 2,000 amas, you can draw an item from outside the 2,000 amas toward you. That's Meshicha. Now, when you're dealing with drawing something from outside the 2,000 amas toward you, Rashi points out there is no grounds for making the gzera of Shemo Yimshach Acher Chevtzoy, because as Rashi says, it's not really his item until it comes to him. So he has no motivation to go follow it out. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have encountered some new markings, and we feature this under the Nosei Mivneh heading that you see on the side. Hoya Modeid Uba, we have written on the side. V'kolsa midaso. We have used a diamond to highlight this expression, kolsa midaso, where there is measuring, and his measuring ends at, and then we have Aleph, b'chatzi ho'ir, that's the case we already saw. Then Beis, b'chatzi chotzer, in the middle of a courtyard, and Gimel al Sfas Tikra. That's at the ends at a point where he finds himself at the edge of a roof. At the edge of a roof, meaning he's on the ground and a roof edge is right overhead. Ma dinom legabi tiltol. What is the din regarding these cases and carrying? Carrying, again, as we said before, tiltol is the transfer of an item from one location to another. Now, in the marking scheme, you notice that the first diamond was a dash diamond. There's a star that we have on the side, He'ora, Matris HaKivkuv, B'nigud L'Muyon Rogil, the purpose of this dash diamond as opposed to the full regular solid diamond. Aros Shiesh Sidra Shaldinim Shalkosa Midasa. We want to show this aspect of the Gemara, that there's a series of cases of Kosa Midasa. Ava Mitzad Mivne HaGemara, but as far as the Gemara structure, HaBraisa Eina Kshura Yeshirois Lehem Shechzrim HaSamasu Matan. This Braisa that we read isn't really connected to the continuation of the Gemara discussion that follows. Tofazu Simanu Be, and that this phenomenon of the discussion we just had not being a direct flow into the next discussion, we have a semicolon to indicate this type of pause. So with that all in mind, we continue in the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Hoya Moideid Uba V'Kosu Midasu B'Chatzi Chotzer. Diagram number 5 in the Pirush Chai, page 88, you can see what we're describing. A person had been measuring his 2,000 amos, and he finds that he ends in the middle of a courtyard. Ein lo elo chatzi chotzer. Now, this expression in the next few lines of the Gemara, in the bracketed section, is going to come under discussion. What does Rav Huna mean by saying this, that he has only the chatzi chotzer for walking and for moving articles? After the brackets, Omar Rav Nachman, you can see, continue, Modeli Huna, that Rav Huna will concede that even though he made originally a gzeiro shemo yimshach achachevtso, in this case, of Hoya Moedil Ubov, because midaso asfas tikra, mutu letate b'chol abayis. And we'll get back to that. We just wanted to give a sense of flow of the Gemara by skipping the bracketed section. However, let's go back. Here, the bracketed section really contains, as our note on the side says, b'socha sagram yesh diun l'shoni. There's a question of the language that needs to be clarified. So now, let's go over the case again. Rav Huna describes someone who was measuring till the end of his tum. The measuring ends up in the middle of a courtyard, and he said, Eino elo chatzi chotzer. More ask, well, pshita, that's obvious. His tum ends over there. He can't go beyond it. Emo, so rather say, yesh lo chatzi chotzer, that he is able to walk through the first half of the chotzer. Well, the Gemara says, well, hai nami pshita, that's also obvious. He's allowed to measure till the end of 2,000 amos. I don't need Rav Huna to tell me the obvious. So the Gemara says, mahu detemo lechush dilma osi letutu lebekula, that we should make a gzera and forbid carrying even in the first part of the chotzer, because he might come to carry in the rest of the chotzer. Komash malon, therefore Rav Huna tells me, no, we don't restrict him from carrying in the first part of the chotzer. The Rashi points out, Emo yesh lo chatzi chotzer, also chatzi chotzer shebesoch tchum amuter letaltil ki urche, the first half of the chotzer that represents the end of his tchum area, he's allowed to carry, v'teiro itzdrich lashminan, v'lav isura de'idoch palga, the point of Rav Huna was to tell me the heter of the first half of the chotzer, and not coming to tell me the iser of the second half of the chotzer. And as we said, the chiddush was that we don't make the gzera that he might come to continue carrying into the part of the chotzer that's beyond his tchum. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Moide li Huna, that Rav Huna will concede to me that even though we saw on Omid Aleph, right, he made a gzera that when you reach the end of the tchum, you're not allowed to throw an item beyond that because you might come to follow the item onwards, going beyond the tchum. In the following case, Rav Huna will be Moide hoya Moide Luba v'kosu midaso al sfas tikra. Look at diagram 6. Person was measuring his tchum, and his tchum ends at that point. When the person is standing there, he looks above, and he notices the edge of a roof. So he has a point of demarcation to where his tchum ends. As a result of this, mutar letaltel b'chol habayis, the person could throw an article into the house, even though the interior of the house is beyond his tchum. However, he's allowed to throw the item there. My taimo. Why would Rav Huna admit over here that you're allowed to throw beyond the tum? Hoyo v'tikros habayis chovetes. Because since you have the edge, which is on the, in the picture, you can see the aleph, that in your mind's eye, chovetes means it descends. It serves as a visual point of demarcation, whereby the person realizes not to carry beyond that point, or after throwing the item into the house, he will realize not to go beyond that point. So that there's a deterrent built into this situation, thereby alleviating the need for the gzeira of Shemo Yimshach HaChetzo. Therefore, we can allow him to throw the article into the house. He won't continue in after it. As we continue in the Gemara, you'll notice there's a long point. And following the long point, the Gemara then goes on to bidocha, dechia, a long dechia. The Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Nosson, Ketanoi. The issue of making a gzeira, shemo yimshach hachefza, namely, prohibiting someone from throwing an item from the end of his tchum to beyond that, even though the area is enclosed, as far as the ikur din of tiltel, there is no problem because it's an enclosed area. However, from the standpoint of tchum, he's restricted. He can't walk beyond the point that he has reached, even though he is in an enclosed area. As a result of this fear, so we saw the concept of or the halach of restricting him from throwing something from the edge of his allowed area, because he might come to follow by foot, follow the item that he threw. The Gemara, namely Rav Huna Brevir of Nosson, wants to say that this issue is a machloikis tanoim. And as we pointed out with the markings, it takes a long section of Gemara in order to bring out the point that there's a machloikis tanoim. So let's see the source. Holichu li'ir acheres v'nosnu b'dir o basar. This is a topic that we saw when we learned the first Mishnah, that Gentiles took the Jew on Shabbos to another city, and they placed him in a deer or a sar. These are enclosed areas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozer ben Azari Omri, Mahalech is Kula. He is entitled to walk in the entire enclosed area. Even though this person is outside his original tum, nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lozer ben Azari allow him to walk in the entire area. In other words, they view this entire enclosed area as if it were Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Oimrim, Ein Loi Ela Arba Amos. They are quite restrictive and say he is not allowed to go beyond 4 Amos. My Lav, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lozen Razaya, Di Omru Mahalich is Kula. They, who said he's allowed to walk the entire area in which he is now found, the Lo Gazri, they don't impose any restriction of Hiluch Dir Basar or to Hiluch Babika. They don't say, let us restrict the walking in this enclosed area in anticipation of a case of his being placed in an open area. A Bika is a place that has no Mechitzos around it. In truth, in that case of the Bika, if he were placed in a Bika beyond his tum, he would be restricted to 4 Amos. Nevertheless, these two opinions don't restrict the case of the enclosed area in anticipation of the open area. The Gemara now observes, from the fact that they do not restrict one area of walking in anticipation of the other area. In other words, they represent an opinion of leniency that doesn't impose restriction in one case in because of a second case. Tiltul otum hiluch lo gazri. They will also adopt this approach and not restrict tiltul simply because of the fear of his coming to walk. In other words, this opinion represents the idea that you can throw beyond the area you are in and without having the fear of his going being nimshach achar chetzo. For Rabbi Yoshua of Rabbi Kiva, the Oimrim, Ein lo ela arba amos, they, in the source we saw regarding the Jew who was taken out of his home and placed in an enclosed area, and nevertheless they cannot walk more than 4 amos, the Gazri, Hiluch, Dir Vesahar, they make a gzera, they impose a restriction on the enclosed area, even though they could have viewed it as they could have viewed the entire enclosed area as a 4 amos halacha. Nevertheless, they don't say that. They say you are restricted to 4 amos, literally. Otu, let's read that again. The Gazri, Hiluch, Dir Vesahar, Otu, Hiluch, Debeka. They impose a gzera, don't walk beyond 4 amos in the Dir Vesahar, in anticipation of a case where he would be placed in a bika, in an open area, where everyone agrees there is a restriction of 4 amos. Umi de hiluch oto hiluch gazri, and from the fact that they restrict walking in one case in anticipation of walking in the other case, more to the point, they restrict walking in the Dir Vesahar in anticipation of walking in the Bika, walking beyond 4 amos. Tiltul otu hiluch nami gazri. They will also impose a tiltul restriction out of fear of coming to walking. At this point, then, we finished the long point, namely that the gezeira of Shema Yimshach Acher Chefzo appears to be a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, not making such a gzeira, not imposing such a restriction, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, imposing a restriction of gzeira Shem Yimshuch Acher Chetzo. The Gemara rejects this whole analysis and says, Mimai, who says, as we just claimed, Dilma, it could be, Ki Loi Gazri, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. When is it that they appear to be lenient and not impose a gzera? They do not impose a gzera of hiluch sar v'dir otu hiluch bika. Hani mili, when is this leniency? Hasam, in that case, t'shnei mekoy mois hein. They're two separate locations. In other words, they can take the liberty of allowing unrestricted walking in the enclosed dir v'sar, and not worry about his walking there unrestricted in anticipation of a totally separate location, separate case of the Jew being placed in the Bikkur. They're two separate places. Avol tiltul otu hiluch demokom echad hu. The case of tiltul otu hiluch is a situation of where he throws an item in a location where, in that very same location, there's a fear he's going to continue walking following the item beyond his tchum. So that's called in mokom echad, hochinami, de gazri, gzeiro shema yimshuch achar chefzo. It's very likely that Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lezer would impose a gzeiro, a restriction, and not allow you to throw an item beyond the tchum because of your coming to follow it beyond the tchum. V'Rebbe Yoshua v'Rebbe Akiva nami mimai demishum degazri hu. Who says that their halacha of restriction of walking within the Dir Vesahar is a function of a gzeira, of a fear of walking in an unlimited or unrestricted fashion in the Bika? Dilma mishum deklosavri. Maybe it's because they have a shita, a particular halachic stance. Ki amrinon, when do we apply the rule kol habayis kulu karba omizdomi? When do we say that an entire house is considered like 4 amos, that you can carry within an entire area? Hani mili hechod deshovas ba'avir mechitzas mi ba'od yom. When you were in those walls before Shabbos set in, which would basically say that if when Shabbos set in, you found yourself in an enclosed area, you don't start measuring your tum till beyond the walls of that enclosed area, so that you are, when it comes to the enclosed area, you have no restrictions. The counting clock doesn't start ticking, so to speak. That's because you were contained within those walls at the onset of Shabbos. But if you weren't within those walls at the onset of Shabbos, so you don't get the benefit of having the enclosed area being considered a halachic sum total of 4 amos. And the result of that is, when the Gentiles took the Jew and forcibly placed him in an enclosed area beyond his tum on Shabbos day itself, these are not this enclosed area that he was now placed in are not walls in which he accepted the Shabbos. And as a result of that, it's just as if he were in an open area. And the restriction is not a function of restricting the Dir V'Sa'ar case in anticipation of the Bikkur case, but rather they are one in the same. So as a result of this last analysis, the argument between Rav Gamliel on the one hand and Rav Yeshua on the other hand is not a function of do we yes or not make a gzera. Omar Rav, Hilchisa Kerabon Gamliel Bedir V'Sa'ar Usfina. The halacha follows Rav Gamliel when it comes to walking. In other words, you can walk in the entire deer, the sahar, and the case of the sfina. We had, of course, our Mishnah back on Mem Aleph Omid Beis, and they spoke about the Mishnah spoke about Gentiles taking someone beyond his tum and placing him in a deer v'sahar, and we saw that Rabbi Gamliel allows you to walk in the entire area. Likewise, in the case of the boat that went, that's floating, it's moving, sailing on Shabbos, it's going beyond the tum, and you are allowed to walk within the entire boat. Just for on a technical basis, the names the name Rabbi Gamliel in the context of Dir V'Sa'ar didn't appear in the Mishnah, but we saw him above in the Tanaic source quoted. Nevertheless, he is the lenient opinion that allows walking in the entire enclosed area. Ushmuel Omar Hilchusu Karam Gamliel Bisfina Avo Bedir V'Sa'ar Loi. Shmuel disagrees with Rav's ruling and says that the leniency that we allow of unrestricted walking within an enclosed area applies only to the boat. However, not so with regard to the case of the Dir V'Sa'ar, the other enclosed areas. The Kuli Alma Mihas, Halach Rav Gamliel B'Sfina. Everyone does agree, though, with the leniency regarding carrying in the boat. Again, the case is the boat is sailing on Shabbos. It's gone beyond the tum, and yet we don't have any walking restriction within the boat. We don't say that you're limited to 4 amos. My taimo. What is the reason for this? What's the analysis? On the side of the Gemara, we have a topic heading that maybe we should have read a minute or two earlier, but our topic reads, Poiskim Kiram Gamliel B'Sfina, we rule like Rav Gamliel regarding the case of the Sfina, namely that you are not restricted in your walking on the boat, the Mahachanis Kula, that you can walk throughout the entire boat, but Gemar Muveis, the Gemara will bring Machloikis Hatanoim Rak B'Sfina Hoimedes. There is a machlokis tanoim only in the case of a standing boat, and a point number two, machlokis amoroim behez brishitas Rav Gamliel. So now the Gemara. Omar Rabba, we just asked, my taima, what is the reason for the unilateral acceptance of Shitas Rav Gamliel with regard to the boat. So Omar Rabba offers the first of two reasons. He says, Hoyl v'shovas ba'avir mechitzos mi ba'oid yoin. Because he was within the walls of the boat at the onset of Shabbos. So being that he was within the walls of the boat at the onset of Shabbos, the entire boat is considered his four amos. So even though the boat might be a luxury liner measuring many, many hundreds of amos, it's considered a halachic four amo entity. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Hoyul usfino noitloso mitchilas arba umanchosoi besoif arba. Rabbi Zeira presents a concept that this person never acquired any specific four amos. Rashi has a few explanations as far as Rabbi Zeira's point. We are going to look at the starred explanation in the Rashi. That is four lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Lishna Achrin, in the middle of the line, there's a star. Kloimar, kishoiker es ragloi, kodim shiani cheno hasfi. When a person on a boat wants to walk on the boat, so he picks up, a person walks by picking up one leg, placing it down, and each leg picks up and places down. So well, the nature of the boat is such that when you pick up one leg before you place it down, hasfina motzi osoi midalit amos sheloi v'nichnas l'soich dalit amos achirois al korchoi. The boat has moved more than four amos against the person's will, if you will. The boat is floating on water. The person's not in control of that. It's like the case of a Gentile taking the Jew forcibly from his four amos and placing him in another four amos. This is the pshat that Rashi likes. It's as if the person is being placed in a new four amos every time, every inch of water in which the boat is sailing. So that he's always he's always within four amos. The Gemara continues, "My binayu, what would be a practical difference between the explanation of Rabba versus Rabbi Zeira?" Ikar binayu, the Gemara says, the following would be differences. So we have Gemara presents two nafgamina cases, two cases where you can see a difference. Aleph shenifchesu doifnei sfina. A case where the walls of the boat caved in or broke open. If the walls of the boat broke open, so the mechitzos that Rabba made reference to are no longer there. So you don't have the benefit of the mechitzos. So that would then, according to Rabba, you would be restricted. According to Rabbi Zeira, you would not be restricted. Inami, another point of difference would be Bekeifetz misfino lesfino, where a person jumped from one boat to another, and the second boat is not the boat in which he was shoves. So if the issue is since you accepted Shabbos within those mechitzos, so according to Rabba, you didn't accept Shabbos in those mechitzos, so you would not be allowed to walk more than four amos. According to Rabbi Zeira, even in the second boat, the person is being forcibly carried by the boat to a new four amos every time. Continuing in the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira, my time aloma karabo. Why did Rabbi Zeira not choose to explain the heter of Rabba Gamliel in the same fashion that Rabba explained? Answer. Omar loch. The Rabbi Zeira will answer, Mechitzos lahavriach mayim asuyos. We are at the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The walls of the boat are not designed to surround the people that are in the boat. They're not considered mechitzos to make the boat like an area of four amos. That would be true with regard to something like a house or a building whose walls are primarily to contain the people within it. But rather the walls of a boat are to keep the water out. from Rabo Maitaima Lo Amar Karabi Zera. Rabo, why is it that he did not explain the heter the same way that Rabbi Zera did? The Gemara answers, B'mahaleches kuli amalo pligi, in a boat that is moving, everyone would agree. Now, everyone would agree means not only Rabbi Gamliel would give you a heter, but Rabbi Akiva as well. We saw Rabbi Akiva being a stricter approach. He would also agree that if you're dealing with a moving boat, you can use the Svara of Rabbi Zera. I wouldn't deny, says Rabbo, Rabbi Zera's Hesber, but his Hesber applies to a moving boat, where the boat is moving you from your current Dalet Amos each time to a new Dalet Amos. And in such a case, in a moving boat, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you can carry throughout the entire boat. You can walk and carry throughout the entire boat. Ki pligi, when is the machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel? B'sha'omda, that's when you're dealing with a boat that is anchored. It's stationary. Rashi, on the third line from the top, ki pligi b'sha'omda, b'sha'as amidosa, when the boat becomes stationary, konu luhu dalet amosehem. They become, let's say, they acquire their four amos. The afilu hachishori rabban gamliel mishum avir mechitzas. And even though at the point the boat becomes stationary, you now can identify your dalet amos. Nevertheless, rabban gamliel still allows you to move, to carry or walk throughout the whole boat because of avir mechitzas. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Masnisin Nami Daika. You'll see that we have a diamond around the expression Masnisin Nami Daika, and later on, again, the same expression where the analysis that we are explaining, namely, that the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel is not dealing with a moving boat. And likewise, conversely, or that their machlokis is regarding a stationary boat, that is what is the Gemara points out, will support this idea, the idea of Rabbah, in the following two diamond sections of Gemara. So we continue. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Masnisin Ami Daiko De Mehaleches Loi Pligi. From careful reading of the Mishnah, we'll see that regarding a moving boat, there is no machlokes. Mimai. So from where do you know that? Mide Kotoni. From the fact that it says as follows: Maisa Shebo Mipaldrosin Vifligos Vinosin Beyam. This is a quote from the Mishnah, where they had been on a boat that traveled into the high seas. They started from a town called Pandarasin. Rav Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hochu es Kula. They walked through the whole boat, even though they're beyond their original tum. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, lo zozu me'arba amos. They did not move beyond their four amos. Sherotsu lahachmir al atzmon. They wanted to accept upon themselves a personal stringency. E amris bishlama b'maleches loy pligi. If you say that as far as a moving boat is concerned, like is featured in this Tanaic source in our Mishnah, hainu dekotoni rotsu. The expression used in the Mishnah is they wanted on their own to accept a personal stringency. And why? Dilma omda, for fear of the boat coming to a standstill. In a case that the boat would come to a standstill, okay, there by letter of the law, Rabbi Akiva holds that you are restricted to those four amos. Elo I amris pligi. If you, however, would say that their argument exists even concerning the moving boat, hi rotsu lahachmir, Isurahu, why does the Mishnah say they wanted to accept a personal stringency? It would be letter of the law prohibited. That, and hence, the term Rotsu Lahachmir would be inappropriate if they held their point of view of restriction to four amos, even concerning a moving boat. So from the fact that the Mishnah chose the expression Sherotsu Lahachmir, it shows us that when you're dealing with a moving boat, everyone is in principle in agreement that there is no walking restriction. So this shows us one aspect of Rabbah's observation. Rabbah observed above at the top line, second line from the top, that Maleches Kuli Amalo Pliki, when it's a moving boat, everyone agrees that you're not restricted. Omer Ravashi Masnisa Nami Daika. Ravashi continues this trend of thought and says that the Mishnah also can be a source of proof that regarding a standing boat, it's only then that you have a machlokas. The Tanoim argue with regard to a stationary boat, a boat that, say, dropped anchor after having traveled. The Kotoni, because the Mishnah teaches Sfina, Dumyu de Deer Vesar. It teaches the case of the boat in the same context of the deer and sar, which are other enclosed land areas. Ma Deer Vesar de Kvi, just like the deer and sar are fixed in their location, there it's land. So af svino nami de kviyo. So to the case of the boat being taught in the same context is also a stationary boat, and it's in that case that you have the machloikis tanoim. Omale rav achobrei de rovo the ravashi hilchusa kerabon gamliel besvino. So Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi that we rule like Rabban Gamliel. Now when you see the expression Hilchisa, that the halacha goes like, in this case like Gamliel, like so and so, Hilchisa, the word Hilchisa implies that someone disagrees. So the Gemara asks, Hilchisa Mechlal de Pligi? If you're saying the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, does that imply that someone would argue? The Rashi points out, Michlal de Pligi besvina bitmiha. You read this in a tone of wonderment. Vaha rotsu kotoni. The Mishnah, when it featured the case of the boat with the other tanoim, with a group of tanoim, all it says is that the other, that those that restricted themselves was a function of their personal desire to impose on themselves a restriction, but not because that's the letter of the law. So why are you saying that the halacha is like Ramgil, implying that someone disagrees? No one disagrees with the basic halacha of being allowed to walk on the boat. And the assumption here, of course, is we're talking about a boat that is sailing, that's moving, as we explained earlier. So the Gemara says in the Hotanya there is an opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. And we see as follows, V'hotanyo, Chananyo, Oimer. Kol oiso hayoim, the whole day that they were on the boat, Yoshu v'donu b'dvar halocha. They contemplated, they analyzed the halocha. Emesh hichria achi abo, last night, the brother of my father, namely Rebbe Yoshua, concluded halacha kerabon Gamliel besvina, the halacha kerabbi Akiva bedir vesahar. Rashi explains that there is a machloikis with regard to a boat that came came to a halt, a standing boat. And in the case of the boat that came to a standstill, we will paskin like Rav Gamliel that allows you to carry and walk through the whole boat. And the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva with regard to the case of the dir vasar, where the Gentiles forcibly took a Jew and placed him in this enclosed dir vasar. There is a restriction to the four amos that is immediately around the point at which he was placed. Now, the expression of sherotsu, as we pointed out before, which indicated that there really was no argument, that is in a case where the boat is still moving, is traveling, sailing. At this point, just before we close our shir, let's just remind everyone that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at email gmarkings@gmail.com. With this, we conclude our shiur for today.